Welcome to prayer. I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Come on in and begin to bless the Lord. Glorify Him. Magnify the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. Dappy Tiki's Piano Ministry is ministering to us in the background. And I give God thanks for this precious ministry. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are geographically. Come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Yes, He is so worthy of all of the glory. All of the honor is due to His name. Special shout out to those of you who consistently tune in. I appreciate each and every one of you right where you are. You will find me in the book of Joshua. Yes, Joshua chapter 7. And I'm going to read in your hearing from verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the cursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the cursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he had, because he had transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he had wrought folly in Israel." So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Zahites, and he brought the family of the Zahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones, a great heap of stones on that day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. And there ends the reading of the Word of God. Yes, from Joshua chapter 7. And in your leisure time, you can read the entire chapter. It's about Israel sinning against God and how Joshua grieves over Israel's loss. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pause now before the mercy seat just to reverence your holy name, Father, just to glorify and to magnify your name. Oh, my Father, this morning, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that your word, which was read in our hearing, Father, that you would give to each of us the understanding of your word. Allow this word, Father, to resonate in our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would not covet anything, Lord, not even though it may be beautiful and valuable, Lord. Father, that you would remind us of the sin of covetousness. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to appreciate what you have given to each of us and not covet after another. In the name of Jesus, all this morning, Father, help us to give you glory and honor. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to every day take inventory of our lives and to look to you, Father, and to listen to you as we read your word and your word speaks to us. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to line up every area of our lives, line upon line and precept upon precept, that we may walk worthy of the vocation that you had called us to, Father. Father, for you had called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Forgive us this day of the sin of disobedience, Father. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you give us peace in the name of Jesus. Your peace, O God, that no one else can give to us, the peace that passeth all understanding, that will keep our hearts and our minds in tune with you, Father. Oh, I pray today, Father, in this audience today, Father, that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power and envelop each and every one, Father. Allow your Holy Spirit to show each of us our hearts. For Father, you said our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. And you made the heart, Father. So Father, every day, help us to confess our sins to you. And if we say we have no sin, then we make you a liar, Father. But your word says, let every man be a liar, let God be true. And Father, we know that you're true, God. And so you're dealing with us. So Father, in the name of Jesus, break down the walls that separate us from you, Father, that separate us from each other. In the name of Jesus, Father, break down the walls that of miscommunication, where we miscommunicate everything in our relationships. In the name of Jesus, with our family, Father, with our spouses, with our co-workers, with our boss, break down those walls today. In the name of Jesus. And as we seek for peace, help us to pursue your presence. Where the psalmist David said that in your presence, Father, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So thank you, Father, for meeting every need in this audience today. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, clothe us in humility, that we may humble ourselves under your almighty hand, that you, Father, may exalt us in due time. And help us to wait on your timing, for your timing is perfect. In Jesus' name we pray. And for your glory, amen. Listen, before I leave you, I just like to share something with you. In this chapter, the chapter I read part of the chapter 7, where God had given a command to his people, and they went out to battle to not to take anything, to destroy everything. And you know what? Here it is. In verse 24 says, I just want to highlight it again. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his donkeys and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor, and they stoned him there, and then they burnt them. In verse 25, verse 26, but take note of verse 24. Listen, but the command which originated with God had not been fully obeyed. So when the Israelite army attacked Ai, a city much smaller and less powerful than Jericho, God's army was soundly defeated. And you know, Joshua was grieved because so many of the army, Israel, was being destroyed. Joshua tore his clothes, fell on his face, and mourned. His prayer in verse 7 reveals a desperate, overwhelmed man. Joshua doubted God's plan and God's power. But Joshua took his desperation to God, who answered him. So you see, Joshua was very troubled. He doubted God, but he, in desperation, he took it to the Lord in prayer. What am I saying today? I am saying, no matter what you are facing right now, take it to God in prayer. Seek for God. He will answer you. God answered Joshua. God revealed that their defeat came because of one man, Achan. Achan had disobeyed the instruction before the battle of Jericho and kept spoils of war for himself. One man's sin had caused devastation and destruction for the army of and the Israelites. But look at Joshua's faithfulness to God. It was proven in his going to God. And although he doubted, he feared, he was afraid, and he was angry, Joshua knew God was his source and answer. So instead of turning his back on God, he went straight to God in his time of crisis. It was a national crisis. He went to God. And so I say to you, as I leave you now, go to God. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't allow yourself to deal with it. Go before the Lord. God will answer you. It's through prayer. Maintain your posture in prayer. Prayer changes things. Listen, God bless you right where you are until our next time of prayer. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. Welcome to prayer. I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Come on in and begin to bless the Lord. Glorify him. Magnify the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. Dappy T. Keys Piano Ministry is ministering to us in the background. And I give God thanks for this precious ministry. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are geographically. Come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Yes, he is so worthy of all of the glory. All of the honor is due to to his name. Special shout out to those of you who consistently tune in. I appreciate each and every one of you right where you are. You will find me in the book of Joshua. Yes, Joshua chapter 7. And I'm going to read in your hearing from verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the cursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the cursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he had, because he had transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he had wrought folly in Israel." So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Zahites, and he brought the family of the Zahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones on that day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. And there ends the reading of the Word of God. Yes, from Joshua chapter 7. And in your leisure time, you can read the entire chapter. It's about Israel sinning against God and how Joshua grieves over Israel's loss. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pause now before the mercy seat, just to reverence your holy name, Father, just to glorify and to magnify your name. Oh, my Father, this morning, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that your word, which was read in our hearing, Father, that you would give to each of us the understanding of your word. Allow this word, Father, to resonate in our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would not covet anything, Lord, not even though it may be beautiful and valuable, Lord. Father, that you would remind us of the sin of covetousness. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to appreciate what you have given to each of us and not covet after another. In the name of Jesus, oh, this morning, Father, help us to give you glory and honor. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to every day take inventory of our lives and to look to you, Father, and to listen to you as we read your word and your word speaks to us. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to line up every area of our lives, line upon line and precept upon precept, that we may walk worthy of the vocation that you had called us to, Father. Father, for you had called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Forgive us this day of the sin of disobedience, Father. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you give us peace in the name of Jesus. Your peace, O God, that no one else can give to us, the peace that passeth all understanding, that will keep our hearts and our minds in tune with you, Father. Oh, I pray today, Father, in this audience today, Father, that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power and envelop each and every one, Father. Allow your Holy Spirit to show each of us our hearts. For Father, you said our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. And you made the heart, Father. So, Father, every day, help us to confess our sins to you. And if we say we have no sin, then we make you a liar, Father. But your word says, let every man be a liar, let God be true. And Father, we know that you're true, God. And so you're dealing with us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, break down the walls that separate us from you, Father, that separate us from each other. In the name of Jesus, Father, break down the walls that of miscommunication, where we miscommunicate everything in our relationships. In the name of Jesus, with our family, Father, with our spouses, with our co-workers, with our boss, break down those walls today. In the name of Jesus. And as we seek for peace, help us to pursue your presence. Where the psalmist David said that in your presence, Father, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So thank you, Father, for meeting every need in this audience today. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Clothe us in humility, that we may humble ourselves under your almighty hand, that you, Father, may exalt us in due time. And help us to wait on your timing, for your timing is perfect. In Jesus' name we pray, and for your glory, amen. Listen, before I leave you, I'd just like to share something with you. In this chapter, the chapter I read part of the chapter 7, where God had given a command to his people, and they went out to battle to not to take anything, to destroy everything. And you know what? Here it is. In verse 24. Verse 24 says, I just want to highlight it again. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his donkeys and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor, and they stoned him there. And then they burnt them, in verse 25, verse 26. But take note of verse 24. Listen, but the command which originated with God had not been fully obeyed. So when the Israelite army attacked Ai, a city much smaller and less powerful than Jericho, God's army was soundly defeated. And you know, Joshua was grieved because so many of the army, Israel, was being destroyed. Joshua tore his clothes, fell on his face, and mourned. His prayer in verse 7 reveals a desperate, overwhelmed man. Joshua doubted God's plan and God's power. But Joshua took his desperation to God, who answered him. So you see, Joshua was very troubled. He doubted God, but he, in desperation, he took it to the Lord in prayer. What am I saying today? I am saying, no matter what you are facing right now, take it to God in prayer. Seek for God. He will answer you. God answered Joshua. God revealed that their defeat came because of one man, Achan. Achan had disobeyed the instruction before the battle of Jericho and kept spoils of war for himself. One man's sin had caused devastation and destruction for the army and the Israelites. But look at Joshua's faithfulness to God. It was proven in his going to God. And although he doubted, he feared, he was afraid, and he was angry, Joshua knew God was his source and answer. So instead of turning his back on God, he went straight to God in his time of crisis. It was a national crisis. He went to God. And so I say to you, as I leave you now, go to God. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't allow yourself to deal with it. Go before the Lord. God will answer you. It's through prayer. Maintain your posture in prayer. Prayer changes things. Listen, God bless you right where you are until our next time of prayer. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you.